Simon had driven his chariot in from quiet Cyrene to bustling Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. While he was there, he heard rumors about this one named Jesus from Nazareth. Few hailed him as the Savior. Most condemned him as a sinner. Almost everybody in Jerusalem wanted him dead. He was standing along the path that led from Pilate's judgment hall to Calvary, watching this Jesus as he struggled to carry his cross. He fell to the ground with a thud, and suddenly, the spotlight shone on Simon. A hateful and impatient soldier grabbed him and threw him on the ground. He landed next to Jesus, and the soldier signaled to him to help Jesus carry his cross. Simon knelt beneath the weight of that rugged timber and helped carry Jesus' cross to Calvary. Once they got to that mount, the soldiers took the cross from Simon, and as quickly as the spotlight shone on Simon, the spotlight shifted away from him. His role in redemption's story was over. Hello, everyone. This is L.J. Harry, and this is Simplify. To all of our podcast followers, welcome back to Simplify. To all of our new followers or listeners, welcome to Simplify. This is week 23 of our year, marking week 23 in the devotional Simplify, and we are reading today Just a Dad. With so little time in the spotlight, it's incredibly interesting to notice what the writer Mark noticed about Simon. He only gave him one verse amid 16 entire chapters to tell us who Simon was and what he did. Of all the things that could have been noteworthy, this is what Mark wrote about him. And they compel Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. We have no idea if Simon drove an Escalade or an Escort, how many square feet were in his house, or how many shekels were in his account. We don't even know if he was a fisherman or a financier. All we know is there were a couple little wide-eyed boys named Alex and Rufus who counted on him and called him dad. The scripture's silence about all other things screams to me of the importance of one thing. Simon taught his boys to know the Word of God and to know the God of the Word. He brought them with him to celebrate the Passover. I have extraordinary news for ordinary dads. We don't have to be superheroes to be men of God. Simon was no superhero. He wasn't the king of Libya. He probably wasn't even the president of the PTA. But there were two little guys who counted on him to teach them what he knew about God, and this was one role he was not willing to shrug off. If our children are to learn about God, it can't just be what they hear at church. It must be married with what they hear at home. I doubt Simon ever realized the import of what he was doing when he woke his boys in the morning and prayed with them before they went to school, or when he sat in the living room each week and taught them about David, Daniel, and the others. But Simon's daily and weekly investment in his boys paid off, namely with Rufus. Only one other verse in Scripture records his name, Romans 16:13. Paul mentioned a young man named Rufus. Maybe this was the very same Rufus. And this is what Paul said about him. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord. If my daughters are never chosen for the club or the team or for the award, but they are chosen in the Lord, I will have been a smashing success as a father. If your son isn't the fastest and your girl doesn't play piano the prettiest, but your kids know God, you are a smashing success as a dad. You don't have to be a superhero in order for God to be pleased with you and what you're doing with the bambinos he gave you. You don't have to drive the newest car into the four-car garage of the nicest house. Just being a dad is all he wants. And truth be told, that's all they want too. Dads, let's make sure we teach our children the Word of God. Let them see you pray. Let them see you read your Bible. Let them see you choose Him every day. Just be a dad, and one day, your little girls or guys just may choose Him too. Would you pray with me? Especially dads. Moms, if you're listening, or students, or hyphen young people, young adults, if you're listening, would you pray this prayer with me that God would help us dads to shrug off the pressure in the world to make our name great or have the most money or the largest house or the fastest car, but that God would give us the desire that He has for us to teach our children the Word of God, to example it, to live it, to witness it, and to be just dads teaching our children and our families the precious Word of God. God, I ask you, Please help our dads to be godly dads. Help them to stand against the pressure to always have the nicest and newest. Help our dads to be there for our kids. Help our fathers to be godly examples every day. Help our dads to make time every day to spend with you. Help them to make you their priority, so one day our children will want to make you their priority too. Help them to be as close to a father to their kids as you are to us. In Jesus' name, amen. As we begin this month of June that focuses on fathers, here in these United States of America, Father's Day is the third Sunday of June each year. I don't know if that's the case around the world, but I do know we have several listeners around the world, and I'm grateful for that. But either way, even if it's not Father's Day, I would encourage you to look to somebody who has been a spiritual father in your life if your father is not in your life, or perhaps your dad was not a good and godly example. Maybe you have more of a story of neglect and abuse than you have of love and care. In that case, I am truly sorry for what you've been through, but I pray that God would send you a godly example, a spiritual father, a Paul, if you will, who was like a spiritual father to Timothy, whose own dad was not in church, that God would be that father to you especially, even if you don't have one here on this earth. But if you do, be sure to cherish him and wish him a very happy Father's Day. If you've enjoyed this devotion, I'm so glad. You can get a copy of this devotional, Simplify, by going to PentecostalPublishing.com. You can order it in print. You can order it on Kindle. You probably can order it a few different ways. But I'm so happy to have you as a part of my Simplify podcast family. Thanks again for all those who are listening. Next week, we are going to be week 24, and we're going to learn about the most terrifying part of the Bible. There are a lot of parts of the Bible that scares me, but there is one that trumps them all. And we're going to learn about that next week, week 24, on Simplify. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.